Daily Good News, Volume 1, Chapter 6. Grace will do its work if we don't resist. As by one man's disobedience many were made sinners, so also by one man's obedience many will be made righteous. Where sin abounded, grace abounded much more, so that as sin reigned in death, even so grace might reign through righteousness to eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Can every believer have grace enough to keep him free from sinning? Yes. Indeed, everybody in the world can have enough to keep him from sinning. Enough is given. And it is given for this purpose. If anyone does not have it is not because enough has not been given, but because he does not take that which has been given. The measure of the gift of Christ is himself holy, and that is the measure of all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. The boundless measure of the fullness of the Godhead is the only thing that can express the proportion of grace that is given to everyone in this world, in order that sin shall not have dominion over you, because you are under grace. It is given for the perfecting of the saints, for the building up of the body of Christ. This grace is given to everyone where sin abounds. And it brings salvation to everyone to whom it is given. As boundless grace is given to everyone, bringing salvation to the extent of its own full measure, then if anyone does not have boundless salvation, why is it? Plainly, only because he will not take that which is given. If sin still reigns in anyone, where lies the fault? Only in this, that he will not allow the grace to do for him that which it is given to do. By unbelief he frustrates the grace of God. So far as he is concerned, the grace has been given in vain if it is not bringing the believer onward toward a perfect man in the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. The grace of God is fully able to accomplish that for which it is given, if only it is allowed to work.